And welcome back to another great episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Today on Rehana's Cuisines, this is my very popular, most requested recipe. So for everyone out there that was waiting for this recipe, finally got a chance to get this uploaded. This is coconut bars, and they're very simple ingredients. So here we go, let's get started. I'm gonna turn my stove on, and then let's review the ingredients that we have here. I have some desiccated coconut, which is not sweetened, so it's just coconut powder. I have sweetened condensed milk, and that's a 14-ounce can. And then I have about 2 tablespoons of unsalted butter. I have some rose essence. I have some red powder. We'll put less in it to make like a pink color. And you can also use cardamom powder if you choose. This time I'm leaving the cardamom powder out, but like I said, you can always use cardamom powder if you want. So we're gonna go ahead and add our butter in the saucepan here and just, you know, let it melt. Now you just wanna make sure that you don't put it on very high, so you don't wanna burn the butter. So we're just gonna make sure that we melt our butter, and it should be pretty quick here. Now you can make this in all sorts of different colors. You could do a yellow, you could do cocoa, you can put cocoa in it, you can pink, red, green. I'm just choosing to do a very light baby pink color this time. But a lot of variations that can be done with this recipe. So like, our butter is almost melted. Now what I'm gonna do here is go ahead and add our condensed milk, which is our sweetened condensed milk, inside our saucepan right there. Okay. We're just gonna cook the mixture up just a little bit. Let's go put this over here. Now this, you can even add pistachios in it if you like. If you like almonds or cashews ground up, you can also do that. I'm just making a very simple recipe for a friend who's very allergic to nuts, so I'm gonna leave the nuts out. And then what we're gonna do now is see how the milk is just gonna just has some bubbles right in the middle there, if you see. So that means our milk is nicely warm. Now I'm gonna go ahead and add a little bit of the pink color in there. I don't wanna add too much because I don't want it red. I just want a light tint of pink to it. And we can always add more if we want to. Little bit of the color goes a long, long way. And then I'm gonna add some rose essence. Now for those who out there who don't like rose essence, you don't have to add it. I love the taste of rose essence, so I want to add some in there. And the rose essence can be available in any Indian or Asian stores. Oh, it smells fantastic. All right, now I'm going to lower our heat just a little bit and then go ahead and start adding our coconut in there. Now, I am gonna go ahead and add 3 cups of coconut powder. I'm gonna mix it. Let's see if we need to add more in there. Look at the color. Oh, looks really, really good. I think I'm gonna go ahead and add another 1/2 cup of coconut. Let's go ahead and mix that and see what. And I think it's perfect. We're just gonna let this cook on the stove for just a little bit so the coconut absorbs all the moisture from the milk, so it becomes really nice and soft. Now these, you can even go ahead and make them into round shape balls that you can stick a sucker stick in there. That way you can have, you know, for birthdays and stuff, for kids' birthdays, you can have coconut bites on a stick. Or just make them round for some, you know, a different way of serving it. And this recipe cannot get any simpler. I mean, this is the fastest dessert for anybody who has company over. And these are perfect for Christmas, Thanksgiving, Diwali's, Eid. And we're all done, because I can feel from my spatula that it has absorbed quite a bit. And see how when I pat it down, you can see this shape of the spatula right there. That shows that it's pretty much absorbed all the liquid. So I'm gonna go ahead and shut our heat off and then move all this so you can see. We're just gonna plate this. Now I decided to use a smaller pan because I like my coconut bites really thick and tiny pieces. But you can put it in a bigger and make it into diamond shapes if you want. Or like I said, reserve some of the mixture and do the coconut balls so you have some coconut bites on hand. Just gonna even this out. And I'm gonna let this cool for about 20 minutes. And what we can do with this is either leave it plain, or you could add some pistachio pieces on there. It looks really nice with the pink and green. Or you could just take some of the leftover coconut powder and just sprinkle some on top, just like so. And then I'm just gonna let this cool just for a little bit, and I'm gonna pat this down so the coconut doesn't disappear on us. Now, how easy was that? So we're gonna come back in about 20 minutes. We're gonna cut it and I'm gonna show you how to serve it. So I'll meet you back here in 20 minutes. All right, so we're back. It's been about 25 minutes in the, and I put it in the refrigerator just because I wanted it cooler faster. And see how thick it's become compared to how soft it was before? So let's go ahead and make our pieces. And I always use a plastic knife to cut this. It's easier, it doesn't stick. I don't know, I find it really works really, really well with like brownies and this kind of sweet dishes. And again, these pieces are gonna be thick, but like I said, I kind of wanted to show you how the thick version of it, but you can put it in the bigger, more flatter dish if you like. And they're gonna easily pop out. We didn't even have to oil the tray or anything like that. Look at how beautifully the pieces are just coming out, and they're so moist inside. It's amazing. There you have it, folks. I have it all plated out. I'm gonna give this a try, tell you exactly how it tastes. The rose essence in there tastes so wonderful. Oh, it's really, really moist. This with a cup of masala chai, or black coffee heaven. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Hope you can join me here on the next episode with another great recipe. Folks, don't forget to subscribe to my channels and let me know how this turns out, how your family likes it, because my family for sure loves it. We'll see you here next time.